From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi security forces clashed with hundreds of protesters in Baghdad's Green Zone on Friday. The anti-government protests exploded into violence Friday afternoon as thousands of demonstrators defied heavily armed guards and concrete barriers to charge into the international zone. Security forces unloaded heavy machine gun fire, stun grenades, and tear gas as the crowd surged forward. Some of the protesters broke the security cordon and ran to Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office, only to find that he was not there. Many of the protesters are followers of Muqtada al-Sadr. The Shiite cleric has demanded the prime minister end a political quota system that guarantees political parties ministerial positions and replace that system with technocrats. Search crews have found human remains, the personal belongings of passengers, and debris from Egypt Air Flight 804, but are still searching for the bulk of the wreckage. Search teams are scouring the ocean off the coast of Egypt, looking for clues to the plane's location and listening for locator beacons from its flight recorders. The European Space Agency said Friday one of its orbiting spacecraft spotted what could be an oil slick 40 kilometers southeast of the plane's last known position. Also Friday, Egyptian authorities say they are investigating reports that there was smoke on the flight before it crashed. An aviation industry publication reported that sensors detected smoke in the lavatory, indicating that there could have been a fire on board the plane. The Airbus A320, with 66 passengers and crew aboard, disappeared early Thursday on a flight from Paris to Cairo. This is VOA News. The leading U.S. gun lobby group, the National Rifle Association, has endorsed Republican Donald Trump for president. He responded by saying he would not let NRA members down. Trump centered much of his remarks in Louisville, Kentucky, Friday on Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. He said that Clinton's proposals for greater restrictions on guns would leave law-abiding citizens at risk from criminals.
Hillary wants to disarm vulnerable Americans in high-crime neighborhoods. Whether it's a young single mom in Florida or a grandmother in Ohio, Hillary wants them to be defenseless, wants to take away any chance they have of survival.
The billionaire businessman said that Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees Americans' right to keep and bear arms. Clinton has said that she supports the Second Amendment, but that safety measures are needed to keep firearms out of the wrong hands. Meanwhile, here in Washington, the White House was briefly put on lockdown after uniformed Secret Service officers shot and then arrested a man who was brandishing a gun near the building. Jose Andera was visiting the White House with his family.
And then I turned because I was on my phone, and then I hear the gunshot, very strong, very, you know. And then I turned, and the guy was on the floor. So I yelled to my family, hey, the guy got shot, the guy got shot. And then I hear the police guards come with their guns.
Less than an hour after the incident was reported, U.S. Secret Service posted on social media that all Secret Service protectees were safe. The suspect was taken into custody. President Obama was not at the White House at the time of the incident. The Pentagon is dismissing a Russian proposal to carry out joint airstrikes against al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Syria. Russia's defense minister floated the notion Friday during a meeting broadcast on state television. He said the strikes could begin as early as May 25th and would be coordinated with the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis told reporters the United States does not collaborate or coordinate with the Russians on any operations in Syria. NATO foreign ministers agreed Friday to extend the alliance's key training and support mission in Afghanistan beyond this year. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said Afghan forces were doing well against Taliban rebels and had benefited from the current military training programs launched last year after the alliance ended its direct combat role. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.